Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
Hey, Thursday, and the turn up continues.
Yes, it does.
Atlanta's in the building saying what's up to our peoples in LA. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, Atlanta.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Well, this is a tea time Thursday because there's a lot going on. Jesse Williams' divorce is getting messier. And Kim Kardashian, will she do baby number four or not? She's going to clear those rumors up in a minute.
Oh, wow.
But let's get to the first thing we got on the menu today.
All right.
Oprah, she's not running for president.
What?
Yeah, man.
Why?
I can't believe now I got to throw out all my Oprah Gayle 2020 bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So Oprah's gracing the cover of InStyle for the March 2018 issue. And in it, she says, I've always felt secure and confident with myself in knowing what I could do and what I could not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something that interests me. I don't have the DNA for it.
Mm.
No, I love Oprah. There's no bigger fan of Oprah than me. But I don't want a celebrity in office. I don't want a star in office. I just want a guy.
No, but I think she's gone beyond that. As far as like that speech at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And she's done so many wonderful things for people. Now, when the public demands that you run, I think you have to legitimately take that into account.
She don't have to say yes to run. We need to have her for a long time. We need to bubble wrap her and we need to keep
That's
her.
Right.
We don't want her gray because when Obama got in office 2 weeks, he was gray.
I don't want her looking like Miss Sophia from The Color Purple come 2022.
Yes. That's who she gonna be at the end, honey.
Well, Tom Cruise has officially joined Instagram, only 8 years after Instagram launched. He grammed something. He's on the set of Mission Impossible 6 that opens up this summer, and so he Instagrammed the name of Mission Impossible 6, and it's Fallout.
That's his first post?
That's not boring. He's going to use it for business. I can already tell. Like, yeah, just to advertise. Accounts.
Very well-calculated things. He's so late, though. Like, Tom from MySpace is on Instagram.
He posted this, and then his boomerang was him sliding into his living room in his underwear back and forth.
Well, Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin's relationship is heating up. They just took a trip to Israel. They've been spotted all over Los Angeles together. They've only been together 3 months. And her dad, by the way, is Don Johnson. You may remember him from the old 80s TV show Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Well, he was just recently asked how he felt about their relationship, and he said, quote, yeah, that's troubling, isn't it? No, she's a big girl. She can handle herself. So I think he said, oh, that's troubling, isn't it? Because his daughter's only 28 years old. Chris is 40 years old, has two kids with his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow. So as a dad, I'm sure you're thinking, God, do I want my young daughter to be with a guy that much older than her who already has
40
two kids?
And 28, that ain't that bad.
It's really not that bad because she's damn near 30. Not.
And he can't say nothing here. He dated Melanie Griffin when she was 14.
Exactly. He was 22.
Right.
So where was the outrage?
And you know what? This woman, this girl is all the way grown. She'd have made 2 sex movies so far.
What?
The Gray, The Shades of Gray
Shades
is basically
50 Shades of Gray, right.
50 Shades of Gray is a sex movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she can pretty much do what she wants. Well, y'all, it's been a messy divorce and heated custody battle between Jesse Williams and his ex-wife, Erin Drake Lee. And now she's got several new beefs with him, okay?
Uh-oh.
So check it out. First, she's upset that he's been taking their 2 kids to his new girlfriend's house since October, and the kids have been calling her Mama C.
No.
She says it violates their custody agreement, which requires... requires both of them to wait 6 months into a new relationship before introducing the children.
Oh. She shouldn't even need a custody form to say that. Like, why would you even let your kids call another woman mama so soon anyway?
Why would you even take them over there so
soon?
Yeah.
Why would you? I don't understand
you
that.
You calling like, them auntie. You got to know how they do.
Hello, like Uncle Frank.
Dad's friend from work. Right.
Yeah, that's what, they never should know that you're dating. It's like, you know what? When the mom has the kids, I'll go out, maybe even have a sleepover.
Right.
But when I have the kids, my full focus is the kids, not some chick. I hate that. It really pisses me off.
And then who is Mama C? Who is this Mama C woman?
I think he was dating Minka Kelly, is what I heard, but they recently broke up.
And why is it Mama C? Is there a B?
That's right, Portia. He's dating multiple women. There's Mama A, Mama B, Mama C.
Right. She with Mama C and Mama Z. Like, wait till you find out about me.
Mama C, Mama Sa, Mama Akusa.
Well, get ready, y'all. There's more.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's Cupcake Gate.
What's with the cupcake?
Cupcake Gate.
Yeah.
Jesse's ex is mad that he brought cupcakes to celebrate their 4-year-old daughter Sadie's birthday at school, which she claims violates the school's policy because they pick one day a month to celebrate all students' birthdays together.
I love Miss Erin, baby. She is giving him the blues.
No, right for
she ain't letting him do nothing.
But this is typical mad woman stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's bitter.
The original mother don't want other woman doing nothing for their kids. Don't be braiding my daughter hair.
Oh, right.
Well, taking them for pizza.
Yeah, it's petty.
If you can't even give her daughter a cupcake, okay, she mad as hell.
Okay. She mad.
Well, we're going to be back a little later in the show with some legendary casting news. Yes, a Hollywood legend has been cast in a TV show, and we're going to tell you who that is a little bit later. Stick around.
Gary?
What?
Chicago West is only 10 days old, and apparently the rumors are already swirling. Yes, he's making headlines. Well, many news outlets are claiming that Kim already has baby number 4 on the brain.
Oh, please.
Man. Even before Chicago even got here. And they said that she asked her surrogate to go ahead and carry another baby.
Are you serious?
That's easy to do when you're not, like, carrying a baby.
That's what I would think. I would jump the gun, too. Like, girl, I like that. Let's do it again.
You want to have the Brady Bunch.
I like
the Jackson 5.
Yeah. They claimed that Kim was so happy with the whole process and thrilled with the surrogate. And Kanye was even bonding with the surrogate's husband in the delivery room. Well, Kim took a page out of Donald Trump's book, and she posted the headline on Twitter, simply responded, fake news.
Her ass, who the hell cares anyway? Fake news.
We all care.
We told the
kids. We
actually care. Care about her and all that. I mean, buying all them babies. Then when they get older, she ain't gonna want them and tell them they probably.
No, she's taking a page out of her mother's book. They gonna have Keeping Up with the West.
There you go.
And they all gonna get $1 million checks.
True.
And, you know,
you already know what they bet.
When it's a surrogate, does it still look like the mother?
Yeah, because it's
the mother's egg and the father's sperm.
Yeah. She's just mixed with some of the other lady.
No,
she's just carrying.
The lady's just an incubator. She just
so they're just using
none
her
of her stuff is mixed in.
They're just using her uterus.
Imagine like a human box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder who's gonna breastfeed though.
Ooh.
I know. And Kim. Ooh.
She ain't gonna have no milk in them, right?
Yeah, Kim probably don't have no milk.
How does that work?
But she probably a lactate still. Lactate.
Lactate.
Ew, <Portia. laughs> Is that what lactate is?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Well, Snoop once again is changing his tune. He's done reggae.
Okay.
He's done disco funk. Mm. He's now trying his hand at, guess what?
What?
Gospel.
Yeah!
Like,
rolling down the street, hollering Jesus.
Sipping on Jesus juice.
Pray
back.
Not
pray. What sparked this idea to work on a gospel album?
It's always been on my heart, man. I mean, I just never got around to it because I always be doing gangster business or doing this or doing that. But I just felt like it's been on my heart too long. I need to do it now. Like,
so how would you buy a rapper turned gospel album?
You know what, Gary? Don't do that.
It happens all the time.
The Bible, God uses many people.
Al Green used to sing like secular music, and then something happened in his life, and he did a gospel album, and people ate it
up. He didn't smoke weed.
Well, guess what? Everybody goes through their things, and we all grew up in church. Like, gospel is our roots. We grew up listening to it. So eventually, you want to give back. And have you heard the gospel songs lately?
Oh, Lord.
Sound like Mama.
Yes, they do. And I was just in church, and I could have sworn somebody's holy shout looked like the Crip Walk.
Yeah,
oh, it did. That'd be like, yes. Hey.
back. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg has some words of wisdom for Brandi Glanville. We'll tell you what she said after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
Tell them hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello. All right, y'all, let's talk beef. I've got beef from Gerard Butler versus Brandi Glanville versus Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh. What, a three-way match? What?
Okay, let me lay it out for you.
Beefy Minaj.
Right? Quick backstory. Now, Brandi Glanville was once asked who was the most famous person that she slept with. She named Gerard Butler. Remember that?
She sure did.
All right, so fast forward to last week when Gerard Butler was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. He asked Gerard about Brandi, and, well, let's just say Gerard had a Mariah Carey moment.
All right.
He didn't know her.
We hung out, we had fun, and then I never saw her again. Suddenly, I was walking down the street with the director, and these guys from
TMZ
come running down the street going, hey, what about you and Brandi Glanville? And I'm like, who's Brandi Glanville? Because I didn't even know her last name.
Well, it sounds to me like he smashed and didn't know her last.
Yeah, the smash and dash.
Well, Brandi didn't take too kindly to Gerard's response, so she took the time to write an open letter to him, calling him misogynist for trying to act embarrassed for sleeping with her, and even use the hashtag Time's Up to call him out for that type of behavior.
You can't hashtag Time's Up over somebody that you did it with.
Like, Time's Up is like the new race card.
You can't just throw that out there.
I agree with that, too. That's a very personal problem, and everybody was consensual. Well, fast forward to yesterday's episode of The View, and I think it's safe to say that Whoopi Goldberg is not Team Brandi.
Yeah. I totally think she was, like, out of line with us. That was me, because, like, basically, when you have, like, a weekend thing, that's what it is.
Right.
Exactly. That's what it is. I don't need to know your last name.
Listen, honey, if it goes down and he don't call you the next day, he's just not that into you, okay?
Yeah, but I think the other side of it is that he is a public figure, and so is she, and he went on
a
show.
She ain't as public as he is. She from reality TV, kind of.
Oh. But she knows.
But he's from, like, movies and stuff. That's why he don't remember who she is.
He may be from movies,
she ain't Greta Garbo. She'll have no accolades.
It's like if an NBA player went to go play, like, a pickup game.
Do you know the last name of every woman you've slept with?
Pretty much.
Okay, go ahead. Who's the last three women before you got married?
It's going to look like film credits. No.
What?
No.
There's a long list, darling.
Yeah.
There's a long list, darling.
Whoa.
Well, up next, y'all, 2017 was a great year for Tiffany Haddish, and it looks like 2018 is going to be even better,
honey. Go ahead, girl.
Not only did this girl sign a 2-year first look deal with HBO, she's got Night School hitting theaters in September with Kevin Hart, and a TV show called The Last OG with Tracy Morgan premiering in April.
Yeah.
That is what's up. Congratulations.
Major.
Yeah, she has come a very long way, and she just went on the season 5 premiere of Drunk History and revealed the hilarious litmus test she would use when deciding if she wanted to sleep with a guy or not.
Oh. Really?
Back in the day, when I used to date drug dealers and gangbangers, I make a dude color, and if he stay in the lines, you know what I'm saying?
That's...
You know, one of them hit me up from jail, and he was like, you know, my most happiest memory of being free is when you invited me to your place, and I thought I was gonna hit. And I'm coloring in this Pocahontas coloring The whole messed up thing about it is I never did get to hit. I was like, because you was outside the lines, homie.
She's crazy. She's so silly.
Silly.
Outside the line.
Silly. She's smart.
She is smart.
That means
now.
That if a man can color inside the lines, he can follow directions and he can focus on what he's supposed to focus on.
So do y'all have any deal breakers? Like when you're on a date for the first time with somebody?
I do.
What's that?
If you say anything queenish, cut.
What's a queenish thing?
Just say
to
anything that's gay.
Anything.
You will not say child.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You won't be like, no, honey. You won't do none of these
yeah,
things.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
No, that's
he can't
right.
even order tea. No, bitch, buy a ticket. He gonna get a ticket.
Coming up, Deron tells a fan to go f himself, honey. We'll tell you what got him all in his feelings after the break.
Gary.
F yourself.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
What's up? coming right back at you with The Rock, who seems to be very oversensitive about his movies.
Rock hard.
Yeah, you know.
Ooh.
Gotta keep going as an artist. A fan went to go see the new Jumanji movie, and he didn't necessarily like it, so he decided to tweet about it. And his tweet read a little something like this.
Oh, Lord.
I went to see the new Jumanji. The new Jumanji.
Oh, my
Here's
God.
A spoiler. There is no way a character in a video game would lose a life then be respawned still in possession of the item required to win. That's some bullshit. What say you, Rock? Otherwise, it was quite good.
I love that last part. Otherwise, it was quite good.
Quite amazing.
And The Rock, I mean, if you watched him in the WWE, he could always smell the shade. So he responded. He said, actually, my friend, in the Jumanji Lore Handbook, it clearly states in Article 72 of Section 7 that any character who loses a life shall return to their original state with any item they possessed at the time of their demise. So kindly go f*** yourself, James.
But that's too sensitive for a big old man like that.
Isn't that the truth?
That's too sensitive.
Yeah, and I love The Rock.
Yeah, you gotta let people know that they can't just say whatever they want to about you on social media.
You gotta pick and choose your battles, though. He could've went without this one.
Now, Portia, you've actually done, like, anger management, you know, from dealing with haters.
Maybe.
So, but what's that one thing that someone can say to you on social media that just makes you pull the trigger fingers back out and you just...
Oh! What will really get you blocked is not what you say, it's if you laugh at what someone else said. Because I feel like your ass is trying to start something. Because they said something messed up. Now you gonna laugh at it. Both of y'all blocked.
Oh, man, it's a little block party.
Yeah,
it's
a block party.
I didn't even hear the laugh. The laugh might be like,
no. No, don't. No amens on my page. The whole line will get deleted.
Oh, Portia.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, guess what time it is?
It's deal time!
Woo, and today's deal is so good, and it'll get y'all hot and steamy.
Yeah.
This is the Pure Steam Travel Steamer. It distributes steam powerfully and consistently to remove stubborn wrinkles from clothing, drapery, furniture, and more. Girl, let me tell you, I'm obsessed with steamers this small that I can travel with.
Yes.
This is what I need.
Yes, well, it heats up in just 2 minutes,
ooh,
and it includes auto shut-off safety protection if the unit gets too hot or too low on water. You can get the steamer in black or white. Don't matter if you're black or white. Da-da-da-da. Oh, sorry.
Okay. I love this. It'd be perfect for all my beautiful shirts.
How much does it cost, Brad?
Well, the Pure Steam Travel Steamer has been priced as high as $60.
Mm-mm.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, they're only
$20!
How is this even possible?
Yes, $20, baby. You better get yours quick. You better head on over to morningsafe.com and make your little life a little steamier.
Ooh. I see the wrinkles coming out already.
I know. I'm going to have straight hair in a minute.
Welcome back. Well, I have got some huge news if you are a big Little Lies fan, and I am. I mean, this news is enormous. And the news is Meryl Streep is going to be joining the cast season 2.
Well, it's probably a good choice by Meryl Streep.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she's coming off, a nomination for Best Actress for The Post, and now she's going to do this.
You would love it. It's hard. Sex. I mean, it really does have it all. You see male, not that you're interested in this, but you see full male frontal nudity.
Well, I'm out.
No. And by the way, putting the big in Big Little Lies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Alexander Skarsgård's got quite the dong. Yeah.
Are you sure it's his dong or is that the stunt dong?
Doppeldong. So this means on Big Little Lies, you've got, so far anyway, 3 Oscar winners officially confirmed for season 2, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Meryl Streep. I feel sorry for the other actresses because now that Meryl Streep's on a TV show, everybody who is on a show that's like, I might get an Emmy next year,
no,
might
you're not.
Get an Emmy, Meryl Streep is going to get the Emmy.
So you might get a storyline. No, you're not. This is going to Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Because she's wearing a stunt dong.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsafe.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.